Chapter 3. Davy Enters Politics. Davy and his big family wanted to live in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Davy bought a covered wagon. He and his family put all of their things inside the wagon. Chairs, tables, beds, clothing, and many other things. Four strong horses pulled the big wagon. Davy and his wife sat in the front. The five children were inside the wagon. After traveling in the forests and mountains, they arrived in Lawrenceburg. This was their new home. Davy opened a mill. He was a hard worker. His neighbors liked him. Everybody in Lawrenceburg liked him. He became a representative of the town government. He was very popular. People liked listening to his stories about hunting bears and about the War of 1812. They admired his honesty and courage. Davy was different from other politicians. His speeches were never boring. His message was clear. He spoke to the people in simple language. He dressed like them, too. He always wore his coonskin cap and his buckskin trousers and jacket. One day, at an important meeting, he didn't know what to say. So he looked at the people and said,
"Today, I am like a man trying to drink water from an empty barrel. I'll tell you a funny story, and then we can go home."
Davy soon became a representative of the government of Tennessee. Now he was in politics. He helped his people in many ways. At first, many politicians laughed at Davy because he never wore a suit. After some time, these politicians admired and respected him. Davy was an honest man. Everyone believed what he said. His buckskin jacket had two big pockets. In his right pocket, Davy had a bottle of whiskey. When he met his friends, he gave them some whiskey. In those days, it was common to give some whiskey to friends.